my, just so many business podcasts out there. How can I possibly know where to begin? Here at Intrepid Business, we are about stripping away all of the usual boring fluff and instead focus on showcasing real people doing real business, achieving amazing things. The ones truly changing the world, the instigators making a dent, the people changing how we do sales and marketing, leading innovation, the people redefining leadership. But who are these people? Why do they do what they do? How do they do what they do? Find out on Intrepid Business. And now, here are your hosts.
Welcome back to Intrepid Business. I'm your host, Joe Lavelle, and I'm really looking forward to our conversation today about a tool that will help us all create much better presentations. We're going to get right to it today. We're joined by Cindy Hoffman, communications coach, media trainer, and co-founder of Presenters Pal. Cindy, welcome to the show.
Thanks so much for having me, Joe.
Oh, thanks so much for making time today on a very important subject to me, as I present all the time. But before we begin our discussion today, please take a few seconds and inform the audience about you and your background.
Well, Joe, I have been a communication coach and media trainer working with clients literally all over the world for the past 21 years. Before that, I started out in TV news. I was a TV news reporter in Jacksonville, Florida, and a producer at CNN for 3 years, producing 2 hours of live CNN a day. I had stops in Boston and Philadelphia and Hartford, Connecticut, and then was a public relations director at a large teaching university in Philadelphia, Jefferson, some folks may know it. And then 21 years ago, I took that knowledge and started my own consulting company looking to help others communicate.
Outstanding. Could you take a couple minutes and provide our audience with a 10,000-foot overview of Presenters Pal?
Absolutely. Presenters Pal is a product created by my colleague, Karen Friedman, who also has her own consulting business. And one of the things Karen and I hear over and over from our clients, and we do a lot of work together, is we would love a tool to continue the learning after you guys leave. Karen and I have done hundreds of great sessions with clients from a variety of sectors, healthcare, finance, high tech. And one common thing people always ask us is, gee, we wish you had the two of you in our back pocket when we go to write the talk or we go to give the interview and you guys have gone home.
Exactly.
So we put our thinking caps on. Actually, we were having lunch and we created this over salads. And we said, what could we do that people could work with when we're not there? And lo and behold, Presenters Pal was born. And Presenters Pal is an iBook and web-based platform that really helps you create any kind of custom presentation from start to finish.
Perfect. Let's start at the very beginning. What's the biggest mistake people make when giving presentations?
You know, it's funny. The biggest mistake that people make when giving presentations is I think they think too much about what they want to say rather than thinking about how to connect with their audience. They spend too much time giving too many facts and not enough time telling a story.
As a former consultant for 25 years, that just hit me right in the face. We open the PowerPoint presentation and start filling in bullets as opposed to getting on a whiteboard and saying, what are the three key points, what are the three key objectives that we want to come across in our presentation?
Actually, I would tell you there's a couple of steps before you even go to the whiteboard. I think some people have gotten very good about going to the whiteboard and saying, what are those three key points? But I think you have to look even bigger picture than that. And first of all, you have to take a look at who is your audience, because that will somewhat change what you're going to say. So who is your audience? I talk about WIIFM. It's my favorite radio station. It's not a podcast, but WIIFM, what's in it for me? And you really need to think about that from your audience. Then you need to say, what's my story? Once you figure out the story and the audience, then you can go to the whiteboard and do those three key points.
I love it. There's so many coaches. There's so much training out there on presentations and how to develop them. How's your approach different?
my colleague Karen and I are content-based trainers, so we will help clients talk about how they look or how they stand and their delivery and voice, and that's all very important. But at the end of the day, content is key, and Karen and I both believe that. We also believe that it is about telling a story. And it doesn't matter if you're giving a keynote presentation, if you're giving sales results, if you're giving a new business pitch, or if you're giving the fifth grade talk about what I learned on my summer vacation. Anytime you're communicating to others, you're really telling a story.
And so you teach people how to tell those stories.
Absolutely. And we'll go in and we'll be working with top-level scientists working on a new oncology drug, or we'll be working with engineers at a semiconductor company, and they'll say to us, well, I'm an engineer at a semiconductor company. I don't need to tell a story. Or the doctor will say, they want to know the mechanism of action and the efficacy and the adverse effects. I don't have to tell a story. And we'll say, yes, you do. You need to tell all of those things, but you also need to say why this trial is important. Why do these results matter? What does it mean in the big picture? And so we really try to work with our clients to help them deliver their message in a way that will resonate and stick with their audiences.
So it sounds like the preparation is very important. You mentioned this vast variety of presentation types, from how I spent my summer vacation to perhaps the President's State of Union address. Should we prepare differently for different types of presentations?
I'm going to give you a response that I hate when people give to me. The answer is yes and no.
Perfect.
And I'll elaborate a little bit. At the end of the day, we prepare the same for all presentations. You know, we always start out saying, why am I giving this talk? The very first thing you should ask when you give any talk, and it's the first question you'll get in Presenter's Pal, is what is the purpose of the talk? Are you there to educate? Are you there to entertain? Are you there to inform or persuade? Is this a political talk? All talks fall into basically a combination of four categories. You want to educate, you want to entertain, you want to inform or persuade. And I would say all talks have a combination in varying degrees of those kinds of things. So first you need to think about, why am I even giving this talk? Then once you figured that out, you want to ask yourself, who's the audience? That's the next thing that Presenter's Pal will take you to. Who is your audience? And why is your audience there? And what are they looking for? Once you figured out those things, then the next thing you can ask yourself is, what's the story? You know, if you were going to say, once upon a time, dot, 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 what's your story? You know, even the State of the Union, you mentioned the President's State of the Union address, and presidents speak for an hour or so. They can crystallize each talk into one overwhelming concept, one overwhelming sentence. You know, after the recession, the overwhelming concept was, it's the economy, stupid. The year after September 11th is keeping America safe. You can boil those State of the Unions down to one sentence. And if you can do that, you can boil any talk you're going to give down to one sentence.
Perfect.
Then where it breaks off into differences is, are you going to have PowerPoint, you know, in a more clinical presentation? You know, in fifth grade, back from summer vacation, you might have show and tell. You might bring in the sand from the beach or your Mickey Mouse ears. So that's when it starts to differentiate. But in the beginning, the process is very, very similar no matter what the talk. And that's one of the things that Presenter's Pal can help people do, is help them craft their talks. And it can work for a 10-year-old or a 100-year-old.
And with that, Intrepid Business will return with our guest Cindy Hoffman after this quick break. We'll be right back.
This program is brought to you by Miles Finch Innovation, LLC, a creative consultancy that is passionate about ideas, imagination, and facilitating a culture of innovation. Miles Finch Innovation helps companies navigate the messy territory of corporate innovation. They're strategic thinking partners who can help you get unstuck and identify creative solutions to your toughest challenges. They also love to train and speak on the subject of creative leadership. Learn more about how they can help you at milesfinchinnovation.com. Miles Finch Innovation,
idea-centric, strategically driven, humanly conscious.
And we're back with Cindy Hoffman, communications coach, media trainer, and co-founder of Presenter's Pal. Cindy, earlier you gave us a 10,000-foot overview of Presenter's Pal. Tell us more about the details.
Well, Presenter's Pal was originally designed as an iBook. There is an Android format for folks who have non-iPad, non-Apple tablets. But it was originally designed as an iBook and to be used anywhere you have iBooks, on your Kindle, on your iPad, a kind of tablet. And it will walk you through how to create a presentation, as some of the things we started out with. What's the purpose? Who's your audience? What's your story? Then we'll get into key messages, like you mentioned. And instead of having the whiteboard, actually, I'm glad you brought up that, because Presenter's Pal has a whiteboard, basically a fill-in-the-blank key message sheet on as part of Presenter's Pal. So you decide on what your key messages are, and then you work with supporting proof points, and you fill on this. And it's very interactive, and it's fill-in-the-blanks, and it's very, very, very easy to use. There is a web-based notebook portion so that once you've gone through the iBook, you can do multiple speeches with just the fill-in-the-blank workbook portions anytime you have access to the web. And then those things you can print out, you can email them to yourself or to others, so it's very, very user-friendly.
And the final product of Presenter's Pal is what?
The final product is you create an outline for yourself for the talk that you want to give and then print it out.
Perfect.
We have Presenter's Pal Plus, which is a more robust version, where you can actually upload your PowerPoint into there. You can create PowerPoints in Presenter's Pal, and you can even write slide notes for yourself in there. And then at the end, you would print that out as well. There are ways and options to actually then connect the presentation in Presenter's Pal like you would from other resources on your iPad and give the presentation from there. And I won't go into the technical details right now, but for those folks who are using their iPads to do presentations, you could do this with Presenter's Pal as well.
As you're getting feedback from your customers on Presenter's Pal, what are some of the things they're saying?
Well, you know, it is interesting. One of the reasons we designed Presenter's Pal Plus was because people really wanted the option to create and include and work with PowerPoint as part of Presenter's Pal. And another thing that Presenter's Pal does is it's all highly customized. So we have some versions of Presenter's Pal that you can put in your own logos, your own graphics. We customize it for the client so a company can come in and the materials can be directly related to that company or even a product within a company. So we are a tool that responds to our client needs and work with clients to try to customize a product that works best with them. Because with what works for you is not going to work for the guy across the street or, you know, the woman down the hall.
Exactly. Tell us about how Presenter's Pal solves some common communication problems.
Well, I think for folks who don't have a lot of experience doing presentations, Presenter's Pal really can be that helping hand after the coach leaves or if you don't have a coach to really guide you through how to do this. Because I think many people just think about, what should my PowerPoint say? And they don't go through that process of who am I talking to and what's the big picture. Presenter's Pal also has some sections to talk about. We have a section on body language to show some common body language mistakes and how to improve that. We have a section on voice and delivery. Presenter's Pal includes videos, and there are some videos from my colleague, Karen Friedman, who is a former TV news reporter for, I want to say, almost 20 years. And there's some videos from her about delivery tips. It also includes a variety of articles. Karen writes often for business publications, and she's included some of her favorite articles in there. So it really is a fully complete learning tool, and we are open to clients' needs and clients' suggestions, and we're always looking to satisfy those moving forward.
Cindy, do you sell Presenter's Pal to just corporate clients, or can individual clients purchase it? How does that work?
Both. Presenter's Pal was initially designed for corporate clients because, as I said, so many of our clients wanted us to create a tool that they could use when we're gone. And some of our initial clients, in fact, our first several initial clients, were clients that we work with, that Karen and I work with, and they went ahead and purchased it. And those are all customized for the client. It has the client's logo. The information is about the client. It's very, very customized. However, we then started getting requests from individuals who said, my company doesn't really want this, or I'm an independent consultant, you know, could we get this? So we do have a Presenter's Pal version available for individual clients. It's not as customized as a corporate one, but yes, individuals can buy Presenter's Pal directly from us.
You mentioned that you're a communications coach, media trainer. Do you sell Presenter's Pal as a part of your services, or separately, or both?
Both. We do sell it separately, and as I mentioned, some of our best clients, or certainly some of our initial clients, were our own clients who know us, trust us, and really came to us and said, could you provide a product for us? So we do sell this to our clients as an add-on, or, you know, adjunct to our services. We also offer packages where if a client wants, we're more than happy to work out a program where we will come in, Karen and I, one or both of us will come in and do a training and then work with Presenter's Pal, and then they'll purchase Presenter's Pal as a leave-behind. So there's a variety of options.
Most of the folks that are listening now are listening because they know they have some work to do to become better communicators. What advice do you have for those people?
Well, I think they've already taken the first step in wanting to become a better communicator. I think the people that have the biggest problems are those who already think they're very good.
Good point.
So just the fact that they want to make the effort is a good point. I have two quick tips, and then, of course, the third would be please come, you know, take a look at Presenter's Pal. But the first is less is more. I mean, the other big mistake that people make when giving presentations or interviews in general is they talk too much. So less is more. The second is say what you want to say out loud. So many times when people prepare presentations, they do their PowerPoint, or they write their bullet points, or they write out their speech, and they think it in their head, but they never take the time to say it. And from when we think it to when we say it, it can look and sound and feel very differently. So I encourage everybody to give the presentation to their significant other or their dog or even into the mirror and, you know, record it. We all have these, you know, recording devices we carry around and video cameras, you know, commonly called our cell phones or smartphones.
Right.
And record yourself, either video or at least audio, and play it back and listen to yourself. I think people sometimes fail to take that step.
I agree with you. To your point about saying what you want to say, I have a friend and a mentor who taught me in my presentations to put the cash register at the front of the line. I always tried to build my presentations and build all this, I don't know, energy in a presentation. And whenever he would give me feedback, he'd take the last slide and put it first and say, tell them what you want them to decide up front rather than building them through 30, 40, 50 minutes of build-up before they get there. What would you say about that?
Well, in Presenter's Pal, we talk a lot about opens and closes because, you know, you never have a second chance to make a first impression.
Right.
So we talk about how to grab your audience and different ways to start a presentation. You know, Karen and I are very big about, you know, telling stories. And so we help our clients and customers with many different ways to open a presentation. But we also talk about how to close a presentation. And one of the things we encourage clients to ask is, what, you know, is your objective? What do you want your audiences to leave with? Do you want them to think something, feel something, do something? Is there a call to action for your talk? So we encourage people to think about that, and then we can build the talk to that close. so that they can open and close. I like to think of opens and closes as bookends, but bookends with a twist. So you start strong and grab your audience, and then you close somehow coming back to that original open, but then a twist, you know, with whatever call to action you want.
Perfect. Cindy, we're running out of time here, but before we let you go, where can people go to learn more about Presenters Pal?
It's very easy. We have a website, presenterspal.com. Obviously, there's the www, but you don't need that anymore these days. And it's Presenters Pal without the apostrophe. We do know that there is one, but for purposes of the website, it's presenterspal.com. There is, you can get everything you want to know. There's contact information for us. And for clients who are very, very interested, if you get in touch with us, we can even give you an access code, and there is an online demo that you can actually go through and try out Presenters Pal for yourself.
And I'd highly recommend the demo. I did it myself, and it's a great demo. So thank you for providing that to me. Cindy, it was a great pleasure to have you. Thanks for stopping by and joining us.
My pleasure. I enjoyed it. The time sped by.
Absolutely. That wraps this broadcast. On behalf of our guest, Cindy Hoffman, I'm Joe Lavelle, and we'll see you soon on Intrepid Business.